Maila Minalan. Where do we see that a father has an obligation to mal his son? Says Avram did it, and the end of the pasuk. Kasha tiva oisar lekem. Not because Avram did it, it's because Hashem commanded him to do it. And therefore we learn out, even though it's before Matan Torah, and we usually don't learn halachas out of Matan Torah, but over here we learn out the halacha that a father has to mal his son. What happens if his father didn't mal him? So Bezin's mechuyim to make sure that he gets mauled. He mal lachem kol zachar. It's an obligation on everybody in Klal Yisrael. When we say Bezin, by and large, we train him learn it means everybody has a chiyuv to maul the kid on the eighth day. What if nobody ever took care of it? He's mechuyim to maul himself. There it says, so that's a chiyuv karas. The father does not have a chiyuv karas, he has a mitzvah sasei. The bezin does not have a mitzvah karas, they have a mitzvah sasei. The person has a mitzvah sasei, and if he doesn't do it, there is a punishment of karas. It's one of the two mitzvah saseis that come with the punishment of karas. One is mila, and one is pesach. But mila doesn't mean the father's mila, it means the person's own bris mila. That's what it means. Rashi, kashitziva, oh, that's right, sir. One second. How do I know that a mother is not chayev? It says only a father, meaning not women, meaning not the mother. Why? Where do we know that the mother has no tzivoy? The chsiv kasha tzivoy oisoy elikim. Kodesh etz kasha tzivoy elikim. What is oisoy him? Oisoy v'loy oisoy. That the chayev is only on a father, not a mom. Rashi? That's Rashi. And not Sarah. Now, Frank Tysus Akasha. Why do I need a pasuk to exclude women from the mitzvah? The mitzvah sasei shasman grama. It starts on the eighth day. And since it starts on the eighth day, the mitzvah is dependent on time. And if it's a dependent on time mitzvah, why do I need a pasuk to say a woman's not chayev? We have a rule that any mitzvah sasei that's time dependent is considered Pater, emphatizes, because since it goes on from the eighth day and on, not called a time-dependent mitzvah. Yes, it starts on day eight, but it doesn't stop. And since it doesn't stop, it's not like every other mitzvah sasei shasman grama that's limited to a certain time, starts and stops at different times. Here it starts and never stops. And since it never stops, it's not a mitzvah sasei shasman grama. Frank Tysus, aye, it's not at night. It's only by daytime, not at night. So just like tzitzis is a mitzvah sasei shasman grama, and tefillin is a mitzvah sasei shasman grama, because it's only a day, not at night, so why is a mila mitzvah sasei shasman grama? Because we only mal by day, not by night. So what do I need a pasuk for? That's Tysus' discussion. And for Tysus, because this goes like the Tana who holds, that mila shleib is mana is even by night. To Mandiyama that says that once it's past 8 days, it's even by night. The way we paskin that it's only by day, you don't need the pasuk. According to the Mandamer, it says, it's even by night, you need a pasuk. This is Tysus. A lot of bris tyra has been said on this Tysus. Other Rishayim say different answers of why it's not a mitzvah sasei shasman grama. You have to give me 2 minutes. Number one, Tysus in Megillah says, because it has karas. And since it has karas, it doesn't follow the regular rules of mitzvah sasei. Even though the father doesn't have karas, but it is a mitzvah that includes karas in it. No other asay besides Pesach includes karas in it. Therefore, the regular rule of mitzvah asay shasman grama does not apply, so I need a miyat. That's Tysus in Megillah. Other Rishayim say, and this is a big shtickle tyra, that the mitzvah is not, there's two mitzvahs. The father has a mitzvah to do the mila. But Bezin has a mitzvah to see that the mila gets done. So that part, mitzvah sasei shasman grama, is only the part to you from doing the mitzvah. Here, it's not a chiyuv to do the mitzvah. Maybe the woman is obligated to see it gets done. And that obligation is by day and night. Her job is to make sure that the mila will get done. That's not just limited to the day. The act of mila is limited to the day. But the obligation to see that the milah gets done is a 24-hour obligation. It's incumbent to make sure the milah gets done. Therefore, I would think that you don't say mitzvah say shesem agrama. In fact, you don't. And if I need a pasuk of oisay v'lo yasah, and there are many, many other terutzim, and shtik l'chtayra said in all these terutzim, and listen to people's bris taira, this is one of the most common discussed bris taira. Yes, doctor.
Did you see anyone say that it may not be a mitzvah of agrama on the parents insofar as what triggers it, the change in the status of the child? Days is a different bria than the child of 7 and a half.
Again, that part is what Tyson says. It goes on and on. It's the same answer.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So that's Tyson's answer, but it doesn't answer the day. Yes, it does, but it doesn't answer the day and night. Tyson's discussion is you're not chayav at night. So it still says Sarah Grumba. You have to answer that part of the question. So Tyson's answer is anything
else. That's not a problem. That's the conditions of...
So is tzitzis. So is tzitzis. So is thrilling.
People do work.
So today, the mitzvah tzitzis... Again. I'm not learning the Arizal now. I'm learning the halacha. The halacha is you wear tzitzis by day.
Oddly enough,
this verse says Arizal is
but the
mitzvah tzitzis is by day, not by night.
And tefillin can be worn.
We're missing the point. But you can wear tefillin whatever you want. Zuntay. That's not the point. The point is there's no mitzvah tefillin at night, and therefore women are butter. There's no mitzvah tzitzis at night, and therefore it's mitzvah women are butter. That it is. There's no mitzvah milah at night, therefore women should be butter. I don't care when people wear tefillin or when they wear tzitzis. They can do whatever they want. They can stand on their heads and spit with nickels. I don't care. Again, all I'm saying is that that's not the chid, that's not the mitzvah. Now, this is just to be intellectually right, not because it's the gay here, and I don't want to hear about tzitzis now. I just want to say the following. There is a machlokes rishonim, what does it mean that tzitzis is not at night? Some rishonim learn that the tzitzis you wear, the minute it turns dark, there's no mitzvah anymore. You get no mitzvah, you get no credit, zero, not negeya. Some Rishonim learn that the clothing made to wear by day, you're chayav 24 hours. The clothing wear to made by night, you're not chayav 24 hours. So it's a machlokes Rishonim. So we don't automatically take our tzitzis off the minute it gets dark. Because according to some Rishonim, we are getting a mitzvah. Again, I don't want to get involved in hilchos tzitzis now. Anybody ask questions about hilchos tzitzis, we'll do it at a different time, not now. But Rav Moshe does paskin, which was a chiddush to me, but Rav Moshe says it, that anybody that takes their tzitzis off at night for a different reason, the mashal, they want to take a shower, has no chiyuv to put them back on again. That's what Rav Moshe paskin. No, he has no chiyuv to put them back on again, even though according to Shem Rishonim will get a mitzvah. Rav Moshe holds since it's night, he doesn't have to put them back on again. It's a chiddush to me, but that's what Rav Moshe says. Anyway, that's not the guy here.
Rev,
just wanted to clarify what that meant.
Rev, I can ask you a question?
Sure.
So it sounds from the Gemara like this is not dependent on all happening within the first 8 days. In other words, the Beis Din has an obligation if the father doesn't, even after 8 days, to moil the kid.
That's what
it's
Gemara, correct. Until
13. I think that answered my question. My question was, can you do it against the? Do they do it against the person's will? So if they're already an adult, does the Beis Din still have an obligation to forcibly moil?
That's a good question. It's a big machloikas whether the father and Beis Din's obligation is only till the kid gets his own or even afterwards. If you learn it's even afterwards, you have a good question, which I don't know the answer for.
Okay.
It's machloikas whether once the kid turns 13, is the father still have a mitzvah or not. The two ways of presenting this is the father's mitzvah to do the son's mitzvah for him? Meaning, really, it's not the father's business. I mean, theoretically, practically it is. But since the son can't take care of it himself, and the Torah wants it done, so the Torah said to the father, it's your obligation to go ahead and do it. And if you don't do it, Beth Nezrich, you have to do it. But once the son is obligated on his own, everybody else moves to the back. We don't need you anymore. The son has his own chiyuv. Or is it shot? No. The son has his own chiyuv. That chiyuv is an independent thing. He has to mow his kid. Whether his kid has his own obligation or doesn't have his obligation. This is a machlokes both by Mila, and that same machlokes exists by Pinyan Aben. We'll see that when we get to Pinyan Aben. But that's the machlokes. So according to those opinions that say that the chiyuv goes even after bar mitzvah, you're asking me, can they do it against his will? I don't know the answer. I would assume, I don't know. I'm not even going to assume. I don't know. Yes?
Mila have to be performed by a male or an oral or a woman?
So the Gemara in Avodah Zarah has a whole sugya. The Gemara has a machloikas, whether it can be done by a woman or not. A woman can do it, not a rabbi. By an oral, it's a shayla. It's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. It's a sugya in Avodah Zarah. It's not a sugya here. That's exactly what the Gemara discusses. A woman can do it. Child of a guy can do it. Kusi, that's Sugya Rav Eitzar. Yes?
It's interesting as far as it's Kodem Matantura. On the other hand, the obligation of Matantura.
Correct. Gemara does bring to Pyrrha Zariah. That's the famous Gemara. Because there's two reasons why we would want somebody that's a mo. The Torah says, himo yimo, so we darshan hamo yimo. Or, the atas brisi tishmar, and only people that are in the bris. In fact, the Gemara, how can a woman mow? She's not in nimo. The Gemara, isha kamanda mehila damya. A woman is considered like a person that already had a bris. It's not for now. Don't give my advice. Atchem yad. That tells me Avraham Avinu's obligation. The Dairus Minolam. How do I know that this applies to everybody? Maybe this was a personal obligation to Avraham Avinu. But the Gemara, Tanan Be'er Bishmo, Kamakim Shenemer Tzav, whatever it says, the Lashon of command, Kasher Tziva Oisai, right? Eina Elazirus, Yad Uladairus. It's to make a chiyuv that a person should be a zaraz. I never figured out a word in English for zaraz. Good word. They say zrizus is alacrity. But how do you turn that into a verb? You should be a zaraz. You should be, I don't know. Whatever it is, it's zrizus. Yes?
In an alacrity fashion.
Person should do it. Okay, it's a real good breakup. In an alacrous fashion. I mean, that's because they didn't have a word. We have to make one up. Zedirus is Abiyadul Zedirus. Zero is Dixiv. Vitavis Yeshua Vichaskev Vasreel. That tells me, tell Yeshua Vitav, Vichaskev Vasreel, it has to be done with strength and chizuk right away. Abiyadul Zedirus Dixiv, and Ayayim Ashatsiv Hashem Vahalul Zedirus Seichem. That teases me that every time it says Tav, it's a command that goes on a generation. So even though it's written by Avram, the fact that the Rabbeinu Shlomo worded it by the word Kasher Tziva tells me that this goes on for all generations. Rashi? Let me just say Rashi. Rashi? Amechayiv Iyuk Shiyigdal. Ashcha Miyad Avram Nemerkei. Ein El Ezosh Zirus. She Mor V'Zoriz V'Davar. It should be quick. And in a lack rectangle, we're better way, but never. Benoig miyad, benoig ledairus. Yes. Somebody just had a question. Yes. Yeah, but it doesn't say the fathers. That's not talking. It says Himalukhan Kosakham. It doesn't say the chiyuv of the father in that passage of generation. Strengthen yourself and strengthen yourself. What does Chazak B'Amatz mean? Get to work. Isn't that what it means? You tell me. What does it mean? You tell a guy.
And be able to lead B'nai Yisrael?
It means get to work.
Not taking the job over yet.
Again, it means. Zrizus is. I think we're misinterpreting the word Zrizus.
Yeah.
Zrizus doesn't mean how quick you move. Zrizus means how into it you are.
Sure.
A byproduct of being into it is you move.
nothing for Yeshua to do at that point. Is this from Yeshua?
Yeah, this is Yeshua. No, Moshe is telling him, okay, so be as soon as you take over, Chazak Ramat. Yes.
What about
Tyrone and Akamon to raise? Right, Moshe asked this question on Friday.
Right, so here it says Abraham. Is that the same thing as Kadamon Tyrone?
Teskachetiva, that word that the Rabbi Islam put into the Torah is the Torah that goes for all generations.
No, I'm not asking, but it forces.
It's Kadamon and Tyrone.
Oh, okay, so then it forces. Oh, it's really only in Seaboy by Abraham, right? That same thing as
Kodim Terah? The same, but even better. Only Avram, not even Yitzchak. Yes.
Very good question. How many Tavas, therefore, you say the Kahanim have to do this even though they have a monitor?
Same idea. That's zeros. That's the same zeros.
So you want to say that the translation, each translation, only translate part of the
correct. Liv Daisai. Father has a chiev to redeem his kin. Pidgin Aben. Minhalon. The Siv Kol Bechor Benecho Timta. Says the Pasuk. Redeem every firstborn of your sons. Fact, Dr. Gemara. Behechid Le Par Kavua. The Gemara keeps on going. It's not a question. This is a statement. When a father does not redeem his kid, Mechayev Iulim Ifrike, he has to redeem himself. Meaning, a guy, for some reason, let's say he's a Baal Tshuva, he came out of Russia, he's 84, and he knows he's a firstborn, right? And he never had a pidyon haben, so they do a pidyon haben. And you make a bracha. So I was once at a pidyon haben of a 20-year-old boy in camp. He came from Russia. He was a Russian boy. Never had a pinyon aben. And somebody realized that he never had a pinyon aben and that he was a b'chor. But he made a pinyon aben. And the kayan came out. This Rebbe from Chicago came out, a kayan. And we did a whole pinyon aben. Then we did not put him on the ladder. I knew that. How did I know that someone was going to ask that question? No, we did not put him on the platter. Well, I have no idea. I don't remember. I remember they made a nice deal that I remember, but it was a pidyon aben. So he's mechuyev to redeem himself. He's mechuyev to redeem himself. And I went through this last time, and I don't need any comment on this. The Gra kept on redeeming himself till he found what he called was a kayim miyuchas. His father did pidyon aben the Gra's, but he felt that maybe it wasn't a kayim miyuchas, so he's chayev and pidyon aben on himself. So he did it himself. Till he was satisfied that he found the Kayan that he knew was a Miyuchas. Right.
What are the ramifications of
the Nasei? He misses the Nasei. What's the ramifications of a guy that doesn't shake Lulav? No, he doesn't belong to the Kayan. I know this is a Kasha that in the Nusach of Pidyon Aben, we asked the Kayan asked the father, what do you want? Do you want your kid, or do you want to pay me? Makes it sound that the kain owns the kid. In halacha, the kain does not own the kid. It's a good stickle tire for your pidyon aben, Mr. Shem. Maybe you have more pidyon. I don't know if you have any cluck that can still have pidyon aben. You're already cluck. You can say stickle tire on it. But my kid's pidyon aben, my oldest, obviously, I had a pidyon aben. The klezmer gerav and the shef achayim was at him by his tesh that we did the pidyon aben. And he asked this kasha. He spoke against his shear of that kasha. Why is the client asking if he wants? He doesn't have a choice. Why is the client asking? So they talk about it. It's a good kasha. It's nothing to do with here now. In fact, think about it. The chsiv pod, the hechel of parke yavu and b'chayim yilim, if he has to redeem himself, the chsiv podoy sivta. Podoy sivta tells me it's not the double lashon. The way the Ran learns, Padre Sivda says that V'chol b'chor b'necha tivda. Tivda can be read, redeem others and redeem yourself. The word tivda, this is the Ron's explanation. There's different explanations in this Gemara. I'm not sure how Rabbi Foreman learned. All I know is the Ron learns this way, that the word tivda bears two explanations. Redeem others and redeem yourself. So the Torah is telling me, redeem your son, chol b'nar v'chanecha tivda, and it says elsewhere, padai sivda, which also means redeem yourself. Rashi? No Rashi. What? That's weiter. I didn't get that far. I think you're ahead of me. I'm at padai sivda. That you were ahead of me. I realize that.
The Sifta is going on the kid?
No, it says Padei Sifta Schar Adam. Father sold Padei Sifta. Again, the Ron explains, and I'm going to stick to the Ron's chat, that Sifta can be mean two things. Okay, that's all I'm thinking.
We're in the part now of he's obligated.
Right.
So he's obligated.
It says Padei Sifta, the kid himself.
Right now.
Can we finish like the next three lines? We'll see. Let's finish the next three lines and then I'll let you ask your question. It'd be an honor for me to listen to your question. How do I know a mother is not chayav? How do you know if the father is not the mother's? And again, that same word, tivda, means redeem others, redeem yourself. We say only somebody who has to redeem himself has to redeem others. And a woman does not have an obligation to redeem herself. Therefore, but since it's in the same pasuk, that we have a pasuk that tells us both the obligation to redeem others and redeem self, we say only one who has a chiyuv to redeem self has a chiyuv to redeem others, meaning a man. Since a woman never has a chiyuv to redeem herself, she doesn't have to have a chiyuv to redeem others. Frank the Gemara, the Ve'im and Alon the Mechayvai, the Mifrig Navsha, how do I know she doesn't have to redeem herself? Who said that she doesn't have to redeem herself? Maybe a woman has to redeem herself and redeem her son. How do you know, right? How do you know that she's not mechuyev? Zok to Gemara, the chsiv tivda tipada, the same pasuk. Kol shacher metzuvim livdaisai, metzuvim livdis as atzmai. Kol shein acher metzuvim livdaisai, ein metzuvim livdis as atzmai. Okay. Okay, one second. I'm going to read the next two lines. I want to be able to explain this, then I'll listen to the questions. To work backwards, and this is the way you always do it in these kind of drushes. The Torah obligates blank to redeem his sons. Clear in the pasuk. There is no chiyuv to redeem a firstborn daughter. Whoever has the chiyuv to redeem doesn't have to do it to a daughter. Only to a son. So either it can be dad, or dad and mom. We don't know. So again, that's the first given. Nobody has to redeem their daughter. That's a Beferish Pasuk. Kol b'chor b'necha tivda, b'necha b'loi b'neisecha. Now, the Torah puts together the obligation to redeem others and redeem yourself. So the first Rasha is, if you have no chiyuv to be redeemed, you have no chiyuv to redeem yourself. So therefore, a daughter who has no chiyuv to be redeemed by parents has no chiyuv to redeem herself. Because the Torah puts together the obligation to redeem and redeem yourself. And since a girl does not have to be redeemed, that we had a pasuk, so she doesn't have an obligation to redeem herself. And that same pasuk tells me, if you don't have an obligation to redeem yourself, you don't have an obligation to redeem others. Therefore, since a woman doesn't have to redeem herself, she doesn't have to redeem her son. So it's a three-step drasha. First, we establish that parents don't have to redeem a daughter. Once you establish that parents don't have to redeem a daughter, the pasuk puts redeemed and redeem yourself in the same pasuk. We dashen, whoever the parents don't have to redeem doesn't have to redeem herself. That excludes a woman from having to redeem herself. We turn around and say, once you don't have to redeem yourself, you have no chiyuv to redeem others. And therefore a woman doesn't have to redeem her son. So it's the three-part drasha that tells me that women are excluded from every part of Pinyan Aven. They're not redeemed, they don't redeem themselves, and they don't redeem others. Fathers who are redeemed, if they're a bechor, redeem their son. The son has to get redeemed, and therefore the son can redeem his son. That's the halacha.
I'm with you.
I thought you were saying that. You know what I'm saying? Bud?
Can she take the money and be the one doing the...
Ah, Gavaldi Gekasha. Can Aisha's Kayan take Pinyan Aven? So there's a Gemara, there's a Tysus that says yes. Tysus that says yes, that... A Bat Kayan can take Pinyan Aven, and her husband, the Yisrael, can get it. The Tysus. Not Muskim by everybody, but that's a Tysus. She had nothing to do with this Gemara. Yes. And that's a shaila. Let's say there's no dad around. Kid's 30 days old. Dad doesn't exist for whatever reason. Does anybody else have the mitzvah pinyan aven? Forget a woman. Does any man have a mitzvah pinyan aven? See, by Mila, we had a pasuk of Himalachan Kol Zachar that obligated everybody in the world to do pinyan aven. Mila. Right. How about by Pinyan Aven? Once you establish that halacha, then you can talk to me whether the women are included. Could have asked me that question by Mila. Does a woman have a chiyav as a stranger? Right. Shimon has a son, and Shimon didn't mal him. Bezin has to mal him. Bezin's not Bezin. At that point, is a woman obligated to make sure he's maled? The Torah excluded her from the father's chiyav. Did it exclude her from Bezin's chiyav? That's a big shaila in Rishayna. But there, the Torah specifically stated that there's an obligation on others. By Pinyan Aben, there's no mention of that. It talks about the father and the son. So that's the first shaila you have to decide. This happens all the time, by the way. Somebody adopt a child. They have no idea who the father is. No idea. He's not around. Either they know or they don't know. He's not here. He's not doing Pinyan Aben. Do we wait till he's 13 and let the kid do it himself? Or do we do it? This is a big tumult. Big tumult in the Achrayim. Halacha l'maisa, we do it. I don't know whether we make a bracha or not, but we do it. That's halacha l'maisa. That's if he is a Jewish child, correct?
So you're saying
the mother can be poida? I didn't say that. I said somebody can be poida. Now, once somebody can be poida, is a woman different than anybody else? I don't know. It's the second child.
A father can be poida his son, even though he's not a firstborn.
Again, a father can be poida because it's a mitzvah on the father to be poida.
Even though he
has nothing to do with whether he's a bechor or not.
Right. That's my point. That's why I'm asking a woman to do it. She also.
She has no obligation. The father has an obligation, even though he's not a bechor.
It's on every father.
Yes.
On a firstborn.
Correct. Period. Yes.
Okay,
so that's why I picked the Ron's shot, because I knew that this is going to come up, and I knew this. So I picked the Ron's shot, not other people's shot, to say this has nothing to do with Mikra Mesiris. We read it Tivda, and it's spelled Tivda. And the same spelling can be tipata. Any word that can be read both ways, we're dashing both ways. That's it. End of story. Ron's chat. There are other pshatim that go with Mikra Mesiris and get involved in that. And since I didn't want to get involved with that, I learned the Ron's chat. Maybe Rabbi Foreman goes that way. I have no idea.
I don't know how we come. The question I have is, so the Ron
Rebbe just said in the Rabbin for 600,000 people, any time you have a word that you can read it two ways, that means you darsh it in two ways.
The way the Ram words it is slightly different than the way I said it, and it make a big difference. Dr. Ran, the Lashon Tivda Mashma Tivda Acherim or Tivda Atzmacha. Tivda, by red Tivda, has two meanings. Not different than I said. I said you can darshan a Tivda and Tipada. The Ran says Tivda itself can mean Tivda or Tipada. That's how the Ran learned. On page and bays,
no,
the back.
So when you read the Gemara, then, Tiksiv, Tifta.
No, the Gemara says Tipada. It's trying to tell me that the word Tifta includes the meaning Tipada. That's a much more accurate way. Thank you very much for correcting me. Thank you. I appreciate it. That way, the 600,000 people that are listening can hear it the right way.
We have generations.
I'm not timing with you. I'm not arguing. I'm behaving these days. I told you it was one of my resolutions. I am behaving. I'm totally behaving. I thanked you. Dr. Gemara Baita. Rashi, the B.U. Rashi. Rashi. Tivda Tipada, claim a curry bay, Tipada. Read it, Tipada. V'yu minala under the mifkada. Iyu imoy, minayin shayna mitzuvah livna says bina. How do I know she doesn't redeem her son? The keep of the mitzvah says she loyas man gromo. This is not a mitzvah says she has man gromo. It starts on day 30 and continues day and night. But he called the mutai. I need a passing to exclude her. Livna says asmek shubchar, v'loy padri avit. V'yu minalun v'y mechai v'y nehida v'yay na mitzvah livzaisa. Granted, a father doesn't have to redeem her, the Sibachor Benecha, but Amutia, even the Eotiv, the Napsha, maybe she has to redeem herself. Look, she thinks that when she becomes an adult. The Karina Bey, Tivda, Tipada, Alma Mitzah brought Nami Raivia, it's not even on himself. The Ach Mitzah says, she's on Agramo. The answer is he. And the answer is Kol Shacher Ma'av, period. Okay. So we took care of Lamailai and Livzaisai. We say why we, the father, has an obligation. And why the mother does not have an obligation. Because that's what the Mishnah said. All son's mitzvahs that a father has to do, only father, not mother. So far we took care of two of them. And now, because we're talking about Pinyan HaBen, we are going to start talking about Pinyan HaBen. And we'll get back to the next one, which was, I believe, the Lamdi Torah, which is the third one. We'll get back to it in Meretz Hashem on the Amid base. Tana Rabbanu. Who lived dice? Ubnai lived dice. A guy found out he's a Bechor and no Pinyan HaBen was done. He also has a firstborn that he has to redeem. And he only has 5 shkolim. Who goes first? He has a mitzvah. He has a mitzvah to redeem his son. He has a mitzvah to redeem himself. Who goes first? Who kaitin l'blai? Tanakhama says, he goes first, or Krashi who lived there, Shalei Padi Abav, his father didn't redeem him. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, B'nai Kadmai. Rabbi Yehuda says, nope, you redeem your son first. And he says, why? Shazah mitzvah se'al Abav, b'zah mitzvah b'nai Alav. The father was supposed to redeem him, and he's supposed to redeem his son. Granted, his father didn't do his job, therefore now the son has to do it, but the Iker mitzvah was given to the father. Father struck out. His Iker mitzvah is to redeem his son. Therefore, that goes first. So, simply put, you would learn one pshat in this machlokes. Comes through Gemara and changes the whole pshat in the machlokes. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah. Hakol Maidim, everybody agrees. The Lekel, Hekel Hekel, the Lekel Lecham Islam, if all he has is 5 selah, who kaitim of life? He redeems himself first. My time a mitzvah the gufei azifa, a mitzvah that affects his body directly. People mistranslate the word. These are both mitzvah the gufei. He has two mitzvahs. He's doing his own mitzvah, He has two mitzvahs, redeem yourself, redeem your son. But one affects his body, so to speak. He becomes redeemed. And one affects somebody else. A mitzvah that affects you comes before a mitzvah that affects somebody else. Meaning, they're both commands. You have a mitzvah to do yourself. You have a mitzvah to do your son. One is affecting you personally. That takes precedence. It's logic. Keep leaking. So what's the machloikas? The machloikas is nothing to do with which mitzvah takes precedence. The machloikas is the following story. Let me explain. What happened was, this guy's father, who didn't redeem him, had let's make a difference. Forget about the guy's father. Shimon, the father, had land that he sold. Now, at the time he sold the land, he was already mechuyev in his own pigeon. He was mechuyev in the pigeon. As soon as he turned 13, he had mechuyev to redeem himself. He didn't do it. Right? He was a 13-year-old. He sold his land. Now he has a kid. And they tell him, you know, you have to redeem your kid. He said, nobody redeemed me. And at this point, he only has 5 shloim. But he had sold the field that was worth 5 shloim previously, before his kid was born. Now, the kayan has a lien on that field. The mitzvah pigeon aben gives the kayan a right to collect that field. The kayan's debt came before he sold the field. As soon as he turned 13, he had a debt to a kayan. Redeem yourself. It's a monetary obligation. The kayan can go and collect that field. Now, he can't collect that field if there's 5 shloim here. So what he does is, Dr. Muta, redeem your son with the 5 shloim you have. Now you have no money. But the kayan has a right to collect that field. Therefore, you can get both mitzvahs in. You use your money to redeem your son. And let the kayan collect from the guy who bought your field. And Rabbanan say, there's no shtar. And without a shtar, you can't collect fields that were sold. Rabbi Yehuda says, this is called a milvah haksuva b'taira. This is a Torah-mandated debt. And a Torah-mandated debt can collect from fields that are sold. So the machloikas has zero to do with pigeon aben. The machloikas is the machloikas in Hilchas collecting debts. Pigeon aben is a debt. It's a debt. It's the machloikas, how do you collect a debt? Rabbi Yehuda says debts that are Torah mandated can be collected from fields that were sold. And the rabbanim say, no, they can't. Now, according to the Rabbanan, there is only 5 shloim. Only 5 shloim, the guy redeems himself first. It's a mitzvah that pertains to him personally. That goes first. According to Yehuda, he has more than 5 shloim. He has 5 shloim that he can use for his kid. And there's another 5 shloim that can be used for him. That can't be used for his kid because it was sold before the kid was born. Therefore, he has 10 shloim. He can get both. That's why you do both.
Isn't this like
Truman? Again, but he has the debt. Any kayan that comes has a right to collect. Now, you're asking a good question. Let the guy tell the kayan who says, yeah, I'm giving it to you, give it to somebody else. I don't know. Yes. We'll have to worry about that. That's a side issue. Let's first get this straight. Let's read it inside. Who kayan my time? Keep leaking. Hecha, the Ika, Chamesh Mishubadim. There's 5 mishubadim. The chamesh bnei chayre. The b'yudis are in move with the chsib b'tayre, king suva b'shtar danya. Bahani chamesh parak lebrei. With these 5, he redeems his son. V'azu kayin, v'tayre v'lay v'chamesh mishubadim li today. And the kayin takes the other 5 mishubadim for this guy's pigeon aben. Now, the kayin can't take it for the son because it was sold before the son was born. But he can take it for the guy because the guy's Chia pigeon aben preceded the sale of the field. Rabbanus, I remember the Ksiva Mishnah Raisa, Lav King Suva Mishnah Danya. The Okach, he only has 5, Mitzvah the Gufay others. Rashi. Zok Rashi. Kolheka de lesle nixi ala heisman, kiksuva bishtar damya. Um opinion atzma he mechuyiv kaitim shishuvit karkaisam. And redeeming himself, he was chayiv, before he made a lien on this land. V'yitra v'esal kuchais. Hilkach b'chamesh b'nei chayri, ikka there is, parak lebrei. Now Rashi is bothered. Why isn't this cheating the buyer? You're cheating the buyer. You have money, you're spending it on the kid, so you should get the guy should be able to collect it from the buyer. It's not really fair. Why don't you do your mitzvah and don't worry about the kayin? Why are you doing this? It's like a little bit of cheating. I'm hopping a ride the second mitzvah because the first mitzvah has another avenue. The buyer can say, don't be so from. Don't do your second mitzvah on my cheshbon. The Tais Rashi, the Ein Zayna, we don't view that as tricking Lekuchas. Sharem mitzvahs b'nai Olav Yosem mitzvahsai. The bottom line is, the Torah said, redeem your kid. Granted, you have to go first because the mitzvah the Gufei Adav. But the Torah wants you to redeem your kid. That's the Ratzon HaTorah. Therefore, you can 100% go redeem your kid as long as you can take care of the mitzvah the Gufei afterwards. Because in essence, the Torah wanted you to redeem the kid. Except when it's against the fact that it's a mitzvah that's against you personally, your personal mitzvahs win out. But not because the Torah didn't want you to redeem your kid first. That was the main emphasis. Therefore, that gives you a heter to go redeem your kid as long as there's another avenue to redeem yourself. And the Lekuchas can't tie it unfair because the Torah wanted you to redeem your kid.
Where did you see that in Rashi?
The Ein Zayna Lekuchas, that Bach adds the word Lekuchas, Shari Mitzvahs B'nai Olav Yosem Mitzvahsai.
Was
it referring
to Sharim
Mitzvah's Bino?
Yes,
spend that Bino
first.
Allah of Yosem and
Mitzvah. What does that mean?
His son, to redeem your son, is a bigger mitzvah than redeeming yourself. That's exactly the problem with this Rashi. Beautiful. You're asking the question, what Rashi's saying? It's connected to Gemara.
Right.
Answer is, Rashi's saying as follows. Really, in essence, this is the pshat I am explaining Rashi. You can argue with me. I'm just trying to tell you what I understood in Rashi. Because I have the same problem you have. Rashi taught me the mitzvah b'nai Yisraelis, and the Gemara said mitzvah gufei adav. Right? So I'm agreeing to your question. It's a great question. I even had it myself. So the way I understood it is, in essence, the Torah wants you to redeem your son. That's how the Torah worded the mitzvah. Redeem your son. Redeeming yourself is the second step. Now, it happens to be that even though the second step is a second step, when it's the gay, you personally, it wins out. But in essence, really the Torah wanted you to redeem your son. It's just, there's another svara that says when faced with step one and step two, since step two is the gay of you, it carries more weight. So here, you can do both. I can do the better mitzvah, which is to redeem my son, without affecting my personal mitzvah. Because my personal mitzvah can go collect from the Lekuchas. If the Torah would have treated the two mitzvahs equally, I wouldn't be able to pick one mitzvah at the expense of the Lekuchas. But the Torah said your mitzvah is to redeem your son. That was the emphasis of the Torah. It happens to be that mitzvah the Gufei cancels that. So I take care of mitzvah the Gufei by the Lekuchas. It's not called tricking the Lekuchas. Because that's what the Torah wanted.
Where do we see that the emphasis is on son?
Bechol, Bechor, Benecha,
Tinta. Okay, now, that tells me that...
What would the Torah want? What does the Torah really want? What should happen?
Son first.
But you can't, because Mitzvah is going to be
others. No, I said, no, son first.
But
even if the Gufei,
I agree with you. That's a nice svara. But Rabbi Yirmiyah disagrees with you. What can I tell you? Rabbi Yirmiyah says Gufei is stronger than that.
So Gufei wins out
again.
Oh, but not because the Torah says it, it's because Yirmiya says it. No, I don't know what that means. What wins out? I mean, is it because I don't know what that means. That means I don't know what that means. There's only five slots.
I'm trying to think of an analogy so I can explain myself. Tyrant, let's say, okay, I'm going to try this. Let's say there would be a mitzvah to buy your son a car. Right? So your father has a mitzvah to buy you a car, and you have a mitzvah to buy your son a car. And now you need a car yourself. Right? You have a mitzvah to buy, you have a command to buy your son a car. But you also need a car yourself. So your car is going to take precedence because you need it to exist. Even though we'd rather you buy your son a car, but we can't do that when you need a car to exist. But in truth, the command is to buy your son a car. Your car should have been taken care of. Unfortunately, nobody took care of it. But it's not because there's a bigger command to take care of yourself than your son. It's that your need to take care of yourself makes it that it pushes us to say, don't do the good command, because the might say you need a car to exist. Pinyin HaBen of a son is a bigger mitzvah than Pinyin HaBen of oneself. But you have to exist. You have to be redeemed. So it's basically saying don't do the better mitzvah, because you have to exist. But if you have a choice to get them both done, do the better mitzvah and you'll exist with the other way. That's what Rashi is saying. I hope I explained myself well. Yes?
Two questions. First one is, the person has to teach his son how to swim. Does he also have to teach himself how to swim?
Better do it. If it's safety, better. You know, honestly, you can't teach a kid how to swim if you don't know how to swim yourself, which is not going to happen.
How would you send him to swimming? But
that's not teaching him.
That's not?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess you give him a kayak that way. You should give him a kayak to teach yourself how to swim. Again, I don't know how to swim, so I'm being a hypocrite. You teach yourself to swim because if it's dangerous to your kid, it's dangerous to you. You know, a person's supposed to get his kids vaccinated. He should vaccinate himself also. I'm sure I have some anti-vaxxer on the phone. That's why I said it. I only said it for that reason.
100,000 people, you're going to find a couple.
That's what I'm saying. Anti-vaxxer, yeah.
Have a son.
Yeah.
We have such a same news of Pinyon.
No. No.
Evan Ivry.
Evan Ivry's a Jew.
And his son was an Evan. The fifth son is.
Not his son.
It's not his son. Is there anybody's son?
It's an Evan.
So when his son becomes free.
No relationship to his father.
Is he a Bechor?
No. He's a Bechor that has no halacha Bechora. What if a firstborn guy is Megayer?
I know you said that earlier, that he's not Bechor.
Of course not.
But on the other hand, he was a Stickle Jewish.
No Stickle nothing, he's in heaven.
Who has mitzvah?
Not this mitzvah. He has no father.
There's no base in the
nothing. Nothing. No. Not in this. What? He doesn't have a father. He's not Meyuchas, his father.
That's why he doesn't have to have, because he doesn't have a father?
There's no chiv on him. He's not a Jew.
Not he doesn't have a father.
He's not Jewish.
But when he becomes...
He's like a guy that becomes Jewish. Everybody's ever...